The incentives in yeshiva, which means that you can have a lot of extra time to do a lot of extra things. So, for example, before shir, we've spoken in the past, Rabbi Kamenetsky, about perhaps doing some shmiras haloshen. We're doing it already. We've been doing it. Yossi Cohn is. What'd you say? We're getting back on top of our game, doing some shmiras haloshen before shir. That way, you could clock in some extra hours. The other thing is after Ma'ariv. After Ma'ariv, we were talking about starting a Mishnayos initiative, which we tested, but now we're going to get it off the ground for real. We'll be learning Mishnayos immediately after Ma'ariv. Those that would like to join us, Rabbi Kamenetsky will be doing, and I will be doing, and then it will be immediately after Ma'ariv. After that, we can put away hats and jackets, but right after Ma'ariv, just learn quickly a Mishnah or two, and then go put our hats and jackets away. That way, the Beis Medrash, we start off the Seder on the right foot. The other thing is that this is particularly is focused at Yoni, but at all of us, we are speaking about that the importance of taking notes in shir. I've spoken about it many times. The Marshas says, "Asher Misha Bolakan v'Tamudo Biyadoi." What does Biyadoi mean? Mm-hmm. That means he's holding his Talmud in his hands. He has his notes. So that's called Asher Misha Bolakan. He has his notes in his hands. The chashivas of writing notes, the importance of writing notes, and how important it is. Now, some people write notes during shir, some people write notes after shir, but you have to write notes. Rameir Stern, who was very, very makpid on writing notes, he told me it's a kedai to write the notes and tear it up just that you should have written it. You have the behiris. But he never wrote during shir, and he always encouraged us not to write during shir, right after shir. Right? He said, Rabban Kotler used to say shir on Shabbos. The Dalim can't write during shir. They should be able to listen. But the point is, a person has to write notes. A lot of people feel that they concentrate better when they do take notes. Either way, you should take notes. What some people do is they write notes during shir, and then they write notes again after shir. That's even noch besser. But the point is that this is not just entertainment, that a person should listen and enjoy while we're sitting here together. This is something that we want people to be able to retain, to be able to keep with you, and you should, something you should have for the rest of your life. I can tell you, what? Can you? Whose seat is it? Mostly. Yeah, he's not here anymore. Okay, we have an extra seat over there on that side if anyone wants to go to the other side of the table. Rabbi, say today we're going to go a little light in the sugya, but the next part of the sugya is Tosfos. Tosfos is, this is like the real schmaltz of Gittin, is this Tosfos. Is the next Tosfos, which we're going to start hopefully tomorrow and Tuesday. I hope Rabbi Kamenetsky will be able to say, just to go through the tour of the Tosfos tomorrow, Beis Hashem. But right now we're going to finish off the sugya we're up to. We're starting in the sugya of Man Haitana, Devoy Ksiv L'Shma, Boy Chassim L'Shma. That's what we're up to. Who do we ask that question according to? Which one of the Amorim did we ask that question like? Rabba. According to who?
Rabba.
According to Rabba, who's the Tana of the Mishnah that says you need Ksiv L'Shma and Chassim L'Shma? It's only a question on Rabba, because according to Rabba, what's the reason for the Mishnah? Why do we say Fanech L'Fanech Tam? Everyone holds that you need to be Mekayim again. But according to Rabba, the reason for the Mishnah is because they're not Bekin and Lishma. So when you say Fanech L'Fanech Tam, what do you really mean? The Shema. Why don't you say that? Because we're afraid.
The Migzei.
So, but that's really what he means. So, who's the time of the Mishnah that holds you need Ksiv L'Shma and Chassim L'Shma? Now, the Gemara came up with one. The Gemara tried Rabbi Meir, went to Rabbi Lazar, tried Rabbi Meir again, went back to Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara ends up back at Rabbi Lazar and says, "Really, it's Rabbi Lazar." Aye, Rabbi Lazar holds all you need is the Ksiv L'Shma. Answers the Gemara, "Ein Achanami, you only need the Ksiv L'Shma. Chilo by Rabbi Lazar." Chassim L'Shma, that's when there's nothing. Aval hecha di'ika chassim abai. Why? Ma'idu Rabbi Lazar, but mezuif mitoichai shehu. Puzzle. That's what we hacked about a lot last week. You saw it on the pshat in Rabbi Lazar. We said many pshat and Rashi, Tosfos, Rajba. We left out the second answer, the Rajba. Maybe we'll get back to it if we get a chance, though I don't know exactly how we'll do that. But then the Gemara continues on with another answer. And that's who up to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rab Ashi Omar, Hamani Rab Yehudahi, Ditnan, Rab Yehuda Paisal, Achatek Sivasai Vechisimasai Betalish, says Rab Ashi, there's actually a third opinion. We've been hacking the whole time, Rab Elazar and Rab Meir. There's a third opinion, Rab Yehudahi, that Rab Yehuda says, Achatek Sivasai Vechisimasai Betalish. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about the Shema, but Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the din of the ksiva of the get. We know there's a din that ain't kosvin b'mechubar, right? We know that from what we saw before on that Mishnah, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Here, which maybe is Reb Meir, right? Seemed we thought it was Reb Meir, then after we said Mishnah, well, that Mishnah. So now comes Rabbi Yehuda and says both the ksiva and the chesima have to happen betalush. Why? Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds both the ksiva and the chesima have a din that they are nichlal in what's called the kasav of the Torah. If you remember back when, all the way back when, in the beginning of the sugi, we said to Machloikas, whether this din of Rabbi Yehuda is Diraisa or Dirabanan, I'm not going to get back into that right now. But at the moment, it seems like Rabbi Yehuda is saying the ksiva and the chesima both have to be done bitalish. Why would both the ksiva and the chesima have to be bitalish? Because both the ksiva and the chesima are categorized as ksiva. If that's true, if the pasuk says v'kasav lo lishma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what would that mean? What has to be lishma? Both the writing and the signing. So it's that simple. Who's the title of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold it. You need the ksiva lishma and as a matter of fact, it's so simple. The Gemara then goes and asks the question: if that's the case, why didn't you just go straight to Rabbi Yehuda? That would have been great. It seems to be such an easy answer. Says the Gemara: we would have preferred it to be Rabbi Meir because Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Meir is the author of a Mishnah that doesn't have any other author. We can assume it's our Meir. So therefore, the author of our Mishnah, who would you assume it would be?
Our Meir.
Would make sense. It's our Meir. Or we would think that maybe it's at least Rabbi Elazar, because how do we paskin? Paskin like Rabbi Elazar. So we'd much prefer that our Mishnah would be Aliba de Hilchasa, which is like Rabbi Elazar. So those are the two better options. If we have no other choice, right, then which? What are we going to choose? That who's our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda.
Why do we go through the Meir and Rabbi Elazar twice?
Because we're trying very, very hard. I mean, that's going to be Tosis is actually going to mention that, but that's what we're trying to do. Rashi, I mean, we're trying very hard to get to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. That's what the Gemara is trying to point out. Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Meikara amai lo mekminin lo kereb Yehuda. Originally, it says, why do we zet sound like Rabbi Yehuda? It says, Rashi, de tarchinon v'mahadrinon v'chi tema kama lishni look mikra meir or Rabbi Elazar. Rashi says, we tried many times to make it Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. We didn't just go once, is it Rabbi Meir, is it Rabbi Elazar? We went back to Rabbi Meir, went back to Rabbi Elazar, we keep trying back and forth. What's Rashi saying? Chmein, as Rashi is saying as follows, which is, brings up what David was mentioning before, which is as follows. It's normal for the Gemara to knock out Mandarmim. Not you, not you, not you, not you, him. There's no kasha. There's nothing wrong with that. So when the Gemara asks the question, Mekara, my time of Lokmina, Lokareb Yehuda, it's not really such a good question. Rabbi Elazar, no. Rabbi Meir, no. Rabbi Yehuda, yes. That's fine. That's the normal technique of the Gemara. We try to tell you who not, and then who yes. So what's the Gemara's question? It says Rashi, yeah, but why do we keep going back to that? Rabbi Elazar, no. Maybe yes. No, maybe yes. No, Rabbi Meir. No, maybe yes. No, what are you doing that for? Just say Rabbi Elazar. No, Rabbi Meir. No, Rabbi Yehuda. Yes. We keep on going back because it looks like the Gemara is trying very hard, desperately, to make it Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Meir. Why are you doing that?
And
Rashi's explaining the Gemara's kasha. We're right now in the Gemara's kasha. Rashi's explaining what was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, why are you being so persistent to make it Rav Meir? So persistent to try to make it Rav Elazar. If you would have just said, Rav Meir, no, Rav Elazar, no, Rav Yehuda, yes, seems like Rashi says the Gemara wouldn't have a question. That's the derech of the Gemara. Gemara often does that. Who's the title of our Mishnah? Not him, it's him. But the Gemara over here goes, is it not him? Maybe it is him. No, it's not him. Not him. Maybe it is him. Not. What are you doing? Why do we keep, there's a persistence going on. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, why are you being so persistent? Because we're trying to make it Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to be not such a good option. Yes, sure.
Baruch atu Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehakol nehyeh b'dorei.
Other places in Shas, we get them young. If someone says straight out, we say that's the time probably, a Mishnah, but we don't try to make it like that.
Clearly that's why we have Stam, and that's why we have all the...
What do you mean?
In other places, we don't try fitting it in every single time to be like a mayor. Let's say the time straight out, he said this, and it's like a
Mishnah. No, we don't know who the time of our Mishnah is. Our Mishnah is anonymous. We don't know who the time of our Mishnah is. So the Gemara is just trying to see who's the time. Could it be him? Could it be him? No, it's him. You're right, we don't try to force anyone in, but over here, because the Mishnah doesn't say who it is, Then we're trying to see who it works like.
In other places, if it says he's a Tana or a Mishnah, let's say later on it says it fits in,
right.
We won't try fitting a Mayor in
If there's already a person who's the Tana, then
we don't know who's the Tana, then we say, okay, he sounds like a Mishnah, so he's a Mishnah. We don't try
I don't know. We'll have to see what... That's what it seems that the Gemara is doing over here. The Gemara seems to have an agenda to try to make it like Rameir because Stamas Nisan and Rameir. Yeah. Anyone wants to know if we're always looking for Stamas Nisan like Rameir.
I also brought down the Mishnah with Rameir. I mean, that's a Mishnah. You have the Rebbe Yehuda. So why didn't you just go to Rebbe Yehuda instead of going first Rebbe Elazar?
We were first trying to...
Yeah, all three of them, ironically, are in the Mishnah. Rameir, Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Elazar all exist in the Mishnah. That's ironic. Maybe that... What?
They don't for sure exist.
No, they all exist somewhere in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mirekan Lamizach, Mirekan Kerizach. Rabbi Meir Amar, Akaket Zal and Gitner. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Afil Mikvaludim Lalud. Each one of them actually appear in the Mishnah, ironically so. It's very interesting. Maybe, Yoni, that'll affect what your question. Don't know. Let's keep going, Rabbi Yisai. Says Rashi. Hilchazak Rabbi Lazar Begitin Beha Milsa. So first thing is, what is Rashi stressing? What's the stress? Beha milsa. In this thing. What? Davka. What does that mean, Davka, in this thing? So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in Dibras Moshe, says the following thing. We gave this out a while ago. I didn't put it on today's Mar Makomis, but we gave it out then. Says, anyone need a pen?
Yeah.
Toby? We have to write down what we said before. I'll speak slowly, okay? But Hamilsa says, Rav Moshe, what does that mean? He says as follows. If you just read the language of the Gemara, Gemara says, Hilchasaka Rav Elazar beGitin. What does that sound like? Where in Gitin?
Everywhere
in Gitin. It sounds like it's like a klal, Hilchasa, like Hilchasa Kishmol Bedini or something like that. Like all Din we passing like Shmuel, all Gitin we passing like Rav Elazar. Is that true? Everywhere in Gitin we passing like Rav Elazar? Says Rashi, Beha Milsa, in this one particular halacha, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Elazar and Gittin. But it doesn't mean that we always paskin like Rabbi Elazar and Gittin. It means Beha Milsa, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar and Gittin.
What is Beha Milsa now?
In this case of Edim Chasumim, only in Edim Chasimah we pass like Rabbi Elazar. So if they have another machlokes talking about how many lines you have on a get, which has no shaychus, there we don't necessarily pass like Rabbi Elazar. It just means we happen to know that we pass like Rabbi Elazar in this particular situation.
So what's the channel of the Gemara?
Why do we always go? So why are we trying to figure out the Gemara review that?
Because
it's not even all good, and it's this specific case.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean the Mishnah is like we don't. The Mishnah doesn't always go according to halacha. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Agea to Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasim, Eidei Mesira. So therefore, if this Gemara is right, that it's Rabbi Yehuda, then it's Shaloi Aliba de Hilchasa, which is not so gishmak. We would like the Mishnah to be Aliba de Hilchasa, but it could be not Aliba de Hilchasa. According to that, the Mishnah is going to be not like Rabbi Elazar, and then fine. Then our Mishnah is going to be Shaloi. Not every Mishnah is the way you paskin. A person doesn't paskin from Mishnah.
Doesn't work.
If the pasha is there,
so then why? So the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Elazar shouldn't be a thing.
We paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, we'd prefer to make the Mishnah aligned with the halacha. If not, it's not. But that's the preference.
So, once we were happy with Rabbi Elazar,
so either way, you shouldn't have.
Why did we start?
That's going to be the next question. We're going to get there. Yeah. We'll get there. But that's the Gemara's attempt. The Gemara would like to align the Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar because we're paskin Rabbi Elazar b'ha milsa. So Rabbi said, let's get it clear. According to Rashi, what do the words mean when we say Hilchasak Rabbi Elazar begitin? It means in Hilchas Gittin, but only in this particular case of Hilchas Gittin, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Right? And not in all other cases of Hilchas Gittin. Tosfos might have a different shot in what the Gemara means. We'll see.
Why would it be so general and say Hilchas Gittin?
Because it wants to confuse you, Yoni. It wants to get you, because now that you're in the top shear, now you're going to have to figure it out. That's what it wants, Yoni. Gemara Dafka does that. It's called Talmud Bavel. It's Mibbul Baal. We're going to confuse the daylights out of you. You just wait. Okay? That's Mibbul Baal. Talmud Bavli. Everything over here is in order. If you don't work hard, you're not going to get it. That's the way the Gemara does it. It's a lot of hard work. Okay? That's the answer. Gemara is not. You don't sit there just relaxing and read it like. Gemara is making it hard. It's dafka hard. It's choshech. You have to find the or mitoicha choshech.
Okay, but it's misleading.
It's misleading. Yes, it is misleading. 100% misleading. Yes. That's what Rashi says. It's only Baha Milsa. We pass Kirk Blazer in this thing. We pass Kirk Blazer in this thing.
What? About the word
beginning. Not even about the word. Why do we keep
it? Over here, in this case.
This mission doesn't really go according to Allah.
Yeah.
This mission doesn't really go, for sure, go according to Allah.
Right. It doesn't have to. We'd prefer it. We'd prefer it to go according to Allah. It doesn't have to. We'd prefer it. It's better for it to go according to Allah. That's why we're trying to make Rebbe Elazar work. Because we prefer the Mishnah work with Halacha. It doesn't have to, but it's better. Okay, Rabbi, say. That we're going to talk about. That's the shot. Okay, let's have another deek in Taisvis, which, Baruch Hashem, I was muching on this deek. I was trying to get it clear. I had a hard time until I learned with Dani, and then I broke out the deek. Here goes. You ready? I have another deek here, which is as follows. Rashi says, B'ha milsa, says Rashi, D'beloy edim chasumim kosher. This Lashon of Rashi was bothering me. I was itching on this Lashon of Rashi. We saw the similar Lashon on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, but I'm itching on this Lashon. What does it mean? Beha Milsa Debaloi Edim Chasumim Kosher. Without Edim signed, it's kosher. Is that Rebbe Elazar's din? That without Edim signed, it's kosher? That's Rebbe Elazar's din? Yeah, that's not Rabbi Lazar's din to me. It hurts me. It's so now I got the kasha. This is the kasha. Baruch Hashem, this morning we crystallized the kasha. What's Rabbi Meir's din? Rabbi Meir holds a day. Simakarsi. Rabbi Lazar holds a day. So is Rabbi Lazar's din that you don't need a day Mesira? Is that Rabbi Lazar's din? You don't need a day Mesira? Is Rabbi Lazar's din that you don't need a day Chasima? Thank you. Is that his din? You don't need a day Chasima? Is that his din?
No, you could have it.
Is this din that you don't? Rabbi Lazar's din is that you don't need Eidei Chasima?
Yes, because if you don't need it, then you
hold on a second. What's Rabbi Meir's din? Is Rabbi Meir's din? That's what I meant. Rabbi Meir's din is that you don't need Eidei Mesira? No. Is that Rabbi Meir's din? His din is you need Eidei Chasima. It comes out, you don't need Eidei Mesira. Well, you need Eidei Chasima. So what's Rabbi Lazar's din? Rabbi Lazar's din is you don't need Eidei Chasima. His din is you need Eidei Mesira. He holds you need Eidei Chasima. I hold you need Eidei Mesira. That's the machloikas. Hold on a second. Stop. Hold on a second. Let me finish. I haven't done the drama yet. Look at the drama. Rabbi Yisai, what's the machlokes? Rabbi Meir says, Eidei Chasima Karsi. Rabbi Lazar says, Eidei Mesira Karsi. So Rabbi Meir says, I hold Eidei Chasima. I don't know what you're talking about, Eidei Mesira. I don't know what you're talking about. Eidei Chasima Karsi. And what does Rabbi Lazar hold? Rabbi Lazar says, Eidei Chasima Vasepis, Eidei Mesira Karsi. So what's Rabbi Lazar's opinion? You don't need Eidei Chasima? That's his opinion. His opinion is, you need Eidei Mesira. Hold on a second. I'm asking you now to look at Rabbi Meir. You say Rabbi Meir holds you don't need Eidei Mesira? Is that the way you would describe Rabbi Meir? That's Rabbi Meir's opinion? You don't need Eidei Mesira? No! Rabbi Meir's opinion is you need Eidei Chasima. But that's not his opinion. That's the Paul Yotzev's opinion. But that's not what he's saying. What is Rabbi Meir saying? Rabbi Meir says, you need Eidei Chasima. And what does Rabbi Lazar say? You need Eidei Mesira. Why does Rashi say? Rabbi Lazar says that Beloy Eidim Chasumim Kosher. Without Eidim signing, hold on, it's kosher. Why are you saying that? Rashi said the same thing on Daf Gilam and Beis. It irked me over there. Over here, it's too much. It's just too much. I've crystallized the question in my head, Rabbi Yisai. There's something wrong with this Lashon of Rashi. Says Yoni Friedman.
He's setting up Rabbi Huda. He's telling that Rabbi Lazar, you don't, without Eidei Chasima, it works. He's not saying you need Eidei Chasima. He's setting up Rabbi Huda, saying Rabbi Huda is better for Shah, because Rabbi Huda, you actually need Eidei Chasima.
It's nice, but I hear that. But Lamaisa, he's going after Rabbi Yehuda already, so I don't think he's setting up Rabbi Yehuda. is after Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rashi, the extreme water bring Rabbi Yehuda, once you have Rabbi Lazar, is why we didn't Rabbi Yehuda at all. We have Rabbi Lazar here. Rabbi Lazar is bigger because we have because we follow his din, and we all he's good according to the Mishnah. We say he's better than Rabbi Yehuda because
doesn't fit in the Mishnah. Because he holds below Adam.
He's going against.
He's saying it's better than because we follow the halacha.
Right, right. But what's the halacha? Bahamil saw that you need Adam Masira. Below Adam Chasim. I hear. No, it's, it does. I hear Yoni. Not bad.
Didn't we bring a ref that says that?
Good, hold on. That's what you were saying?
No.
What were you going to say? So Rabbi Shai, L'chayra Zetman Dor and Rashi Yomar de Kazan. Like, right. L'chayra Rabbi Shai. Pshat in Rashi L'chayra Zazay. Yoni, you want to just close that over there? Pshat in Rashi is L'chayra Zazay. Kipshutoy. Rashi is saying the following thing. We're going to see on this bottom Tosfos, that's the big hack here in the sugya. That there's an opinion, Shitas HaRif, the Ritzvah brought up before, which is that even according to Rabbi Lazar, you can use Eidei Chasima if you want to. Rabbi Lazar holds of Eidei Chasima. He just holds Af Eidei Mesira Karsi, which means you don't have to use Eidei Chasima. The other thing you could use is Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira is also an option. According to Rabbi Lazar, because that's not Ramiro holds. The only option is Eidei Chasima. We have to see what's the pshat in the riff. We'll have to see when we get there. You're trying to figure it out. I'm not figuring out. I'm just telling you what he says. The riff says the following thing: according to Rabbi Meir, you need Eidei Chasima. According to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need Eidei Chasima because you could also use Eidei Mesira. So if that's true, can Rashi say that Rabbi Lazar holds you need Eidei Mesira? No. What would Rashi say?
You don't need
Eidei Chasima. That's Rabbi Lazar's opinion. You could use Eidei Chasima. You don't need Eidei Chasima. Yeah, then it's exactly Meduyik, the Lashon of Rashi.
It says on the Gemara. You can
Meduyik that from the Rashi and give him on the base.
Same thing. What do you mean?
Because it's already before it was. Because then after that Rashi, we ask, does Rabbi Lazar need the Chasima's Lashma?
So Rashi clearly holds, even though you could do the chasimas, you don't need them to be lishma, which is right, which is going to be nogea to the Rashi, the Rif, the Ritva. We're going to have to get back to that. But Rashi holds, even though you can use Eidei Chasima, they don't have to be lishma. So Rabbi Sait L'chayra, that's going to be pshat. In Rashi of it. We have to figure it out.
From what we've seen in the sugya so far, if you have Abba.
They don't have to be Lishma. Rabbi Abba, who's Rabbi Abba? Who's Rabbi Abba? Oh, it's only Midin Mizuv Mitoichai. Yeah. Midin Mizuv Mitoichai. Right, yes. In the end, they have to be Lishma. Okay. Comes along the Ritz for Rabbi Sai. Frek the Ritva Kasha. The Olam is machaven to the Kasha. Someone over here asked the question, which is, being that we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, and the Gemara did a very decent job at being ukim the Mishnah like Rabbi Lazar, who did that for us? Rav Abba, Moedir Rabbi Lazar, Musumitachi Shukasha, Shupasal. So, and you're telling me that Rabbi Lazar is really better. Why is Rabbi Lazar better? Because we paskin like him. So why, let's turn around and look at other Abba. Rabbi Ashi, why did you have to come over to Yehuda? And as the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda is such a beautiful pshat. Rabbi Ashi, why don't you just say it's like, why didn't everyone say it's like Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, no, it's not so good to do it like Rabbi Yehuda. Kaimelon Rabbi Lazar. Okay? So I understand why Rabbi Ashi didn't say it's Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir was out. But now we can make it like Rabbi Lazar. What was Rabbi Ashi's issue with making it also according to Rabbi Lazar? This is the Ritva's Kasha. And the Ritva says, two terutzim. It seems like two different types of terutzim.
Didn't Rabbi answer? He said that you don't have to go according to halacha. That's right.
Yeah, but it's better to go according to halacha. So if that's better, why is Rav Ashi going away from the better? Yeah, but it also fits with Rabbi Lazar. So do Rabbi Lazar. Why does it fit better with Rabbi Yehuda?
Because both.
Rabbi Lazar holds Mizuit Mitaychai.
You can fit Rabbi Lazar.
So the Ritva says his first teretz.
mashma, when you look at it, it's like, you want to say the Gemara, because the Mishnah Gemara wants to say the Rebbe Elazar, because Allah Kabase. It sounds like from the Gemara that we don't have a way to go like Rebbe Elazar.
Why not? That's the Ritz with Kasha. Why not? It's very good. We, in the end of the day, we worked it out because of Mizuyif Mitoichai.
You're saying the question is the flip. Why is Ritz with bothered by it? From the Gemara, it sounds like.
But when Gemara gave an answer, Gemara says Mizuyif Mitoichai.
Gemara later on, two lines.
So what's the pshat of that? Why not? So says the Ritva, Mizuyif Mitoichai is not such a simple pshat over here. Not so simple to do Mizuyif Mitoichai. So the Ritva's first pshat is. Kivan do kimta derebi Yehuda nicha, but who derebi Elazar loy nicha kulei hai? Ukimna kerebi Yehuda. Rebbe Elazar is not so simple to put in mezuyif mitoicha over here is not simple. Why is it not simple? We could say lots of different pshatim, but the first pshat of the Ritva is it's not so simple to say that it's mezuyif mitoicha. First of all, we said it's mezuyif mitoicha here. Din diaraisa, derabanan. Is it one din? Is it two dinim? So you can rehash all of the hak that we did last week as to what's the din of mezuyif mitoicha. For example, according to Rashi, we said it's krovim psulim and shaloi lishma. Is shaloi lishma toxin in the get? Is it yes a toxin? Is it not a toxin? We can talk about that. What?
If it's a toxin,
how do you know it's a toxin? Maybe it's not a toxin. Maybe shaloi lishma. Maybe shaloi lishma is not a toxin.
According to us, it's
yeah, but it might not be a toxin. Shaloi lishma itself might not be toxic. Maybe it's not a toxin, Michlal. Yeah, maybe it's not including mizuyif mitoichai. That's not so simple. And Achanami, that's the chiddush of the Gemara there, but it's not so simple. Maybe according to Tosis, if you remember, Tosis asked the question: Mizuyif mitoichai, what shayches? Mizuyif mitoichai is when you want to be samech on achsimas, or there's nothing wrong with be samech on achsimas. Says Tosis, I'll add a new type of mizuyif mitoichai. We're afraid if you do the chsima shalal shma, do the chsima shalal shma, new mizuyif mitoichai is throwing in this combinations going on over here. We said so much hak, yeah, but it's not smooth. That's what we're saying. Rabbi Yehuda's teretz is smooth. Rabbi Yehuda's listening. Rabbi Elazar, that's very creative. You want to say Torah, you could do that. I'm saying smooth. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda isn't happy.
Does Rashi still hold that Rabbi Elazar is
smooth? Rabbi Elazar
doesn't make a difference.
Does Rashi still?
Yeah, but it's still possible to Rabbanan.
Rabbi Elazar, the whole din of the mission.
Does Rashi still hold?
Rabbi, why you first thing to say in front of Nechtam? You know, first thing in front of Nechtam, he doesn't really need a chasima. If he doesn't have a chasima, it's really good.
Why
first thing in front of Nechtam? That's still sort of an issue.
Why can't you say Parsha that Rabbi Elazar, the mission is being come make case that's hechad the ikah edim because Rabbi Elazar is an hechad the ikah edim. You don't need a chasima.
I understand,
but there has to be in a case that.
Good. Very good.
We were scratching for every way to find the mayor of Elazar fit with the Mishnah. And we find a way for Elazar fit with the Mishnah, and then we say, really, no, because it's too scratchy that we're going to go through you.
Right? Because it's a doichik pshat.
It's a
doichik pshat.
You're forcing him to say it.
The Ritva says another teretz in Ritva. Rabbeinu Kosev b'shem the Rihalevi ben Achiv shel Rabbeinu shel Rabbeinu. I don't know who the Rihalevi is.
Nephew.
Yeah, the nephew of the Ramban. Yeah. Do you have Ashi Aslash Meinon? The Afal Pida Efshelok Mikre Yehuda Birvacha. Madrina Adar Abelazim Mishun Dechus Hakavose. The Lord mentioned the Lekel Ok Me'achrin Elok Rebbe Elazar. The Ha'efshet Ok Me'kreb Yehuda. The Kula Milsa De Rab Ashihi says the Ritva. Really, this whole thing is Rab Ashi. It's really all Rab Ashi. Rab Ashi is the one who brought Rebbe Elazar. Rab Ashi is the one who brings Rebbe Yehuda. So it's not a question of why didn't Rab Ashi like the Rebbe Elazar pshat. Rab Ashi said the Rebbe Elazar. That was Rab Ashi saying it the whole time. It was Rab Ashi. Just Rabbi Ashi was coming to say, listen, if you want it to be Rabbi Elazar, I can make a Rabbi Elazar. It doesn't have to be Rabbi Elazar. We can make a Rabbi Yehuda also. It could go either way.
Both be achai. Could it be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Dar Mitzar Vayu? Maybe get me the nasi. I'm sorry, I'm referring to that. Can't we be both at the same time.
We're coming to say that it's one or the other.
Why can't it be both? Why can't it be?
It could be. I guess. I don't know. Could
why,
be.
So why do you think Rav Meir?
What?
Why did Rashi make Rav Meir?
He tried making it like Rav Meir. We wanted to try to make it Rav Meir.
If he holds Mamash that, if you do the fits.
Yeah, because Stamas, he was coming to show you that it can't be Rav Meir.
He says those things.
We're trying to look for one. Why are we going to
look for? Could be this one or that one. He's coming to tell you it could be either one. I'm going to show you in a minute. He's coming to tell you it could really be either one. Rav Elazar is not like so great. It fits. Rav Yehuda is a little bit smoother. According to this, in other words, I like to suggest the difference between the two riches is as follows. Hold on, let me just finish this. Hold on a second. Right, good. I don't know, I was wondering if he has different gears. Like this, Rabbi Isai. According to the first pshat in Ritva, what we're saying is Rabbi Yehuda is a last resort. We don't want to say Rabbi Yehuda unless we have to. That's Ritva's kasha. Why do you have to? You had before. Rabbi Elazar was fine. He says, no, Rabbi Elazar is not good because Mizuv Mitaycha doesn't really work. That's his first answer. So his second answer is, listen, Rabbi Yehuda is not a last resort. Rabbi Yehuda works, Rabbi Elazar works. We're just showing you could do either Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yehuda. And who says Rabbi Elazar, who says Rabbi Yehuda? Both of them are Rabashi. Yeah, but it's not as smooth. That's what he's saying. You could do Rabbi Elazar. You could do Rabbi Elazar. You could do Rabbi Yehuda. You could do either one. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. To confuse you.
Rabbi, can you mix the second shot and the first shot by saying that Rabbi Ashi's bringing them both down to show how vital Rabbi Elazar really is? I can't say that. He's saying Rabbi Ashi bring that or not, you could be Rabbi Elazar or Yehuda. He's saying the reason why it can't be Rabbi Elazar is because Rabbi Elazar is a huge chiddush.
I wouldn't bring it that way. It sounds like he's saying it's possible. Rabbi Yisrael, if he's there, we can marviach the question of the Pnei Yeshua. The Halakha Pnei Yeshua here asks a question. He says, listen, if you look at the way our Gemara seems to say, it seems like from our Gemara that Rabbi Ashi doesn't want to set it up like Rabbi Elazar, right? Why not? Because Rabbi Ashi seems to say that who is the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Ashi doesn't agree with Rabbi Abba that over here apostles, the only time Rabbi Ashi said Mezuv Mitoichai is by puzzle or something else. But over here it's not called Mezuv Mitoichai. That's what it sounds like. That was the first territory. He says, if that's true, so the Paiskim, should they paskin that the time of our Mishnah is who?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda?
No.
So should you bring the halacha of our Mishnah, the Fanenach, the Fanenachtam? No. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If the time of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then our Mishnah is Shalom Alim Dehilchasa. So should you bring our Mishnah? No. So says the Bnei Yeshua, Kasha ala Paiskim. We should pass like Rabashi, which is our Mishnah is not Rabbi Elazar. And if our Mishnah is not Rabbi Elazar, then you shouldn't bring our Mishnah. It's a Pela, says the Pnei Yeshua. What? Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, if we shouldn't pass like our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Ashi, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. That means that we should, if we pass like Rabbi Ashi, that means that we should not bring the din of our Mishnah. That is the question of the Pnei Yeshua. However, Rabbi Isai, this is only like the first teretz of the Ritva. Like the second teretz of the Ritva, Rabbi Ashi was saying it could be Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Ashi was saying either Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is smooth, Rabbi Elazar is a little bit more complicated. But is Rabbi Ashi saying not Rabbi Elazar? Chas v'shalom! Rabbi Ashi is saying, Adonai, Rabbi Ashi is the person who said Rabbi Elazar! It was Rabbi Ashi himself! He was just saying, you got two options. You got the more complicated option, you got the easy option. Well, why would you paskin the complicated option? Talmud Bavli is complicated! Get used to it! If Rabbi Ashi, hold on a second, if Rabbi Ashi is saying, I reject the first pshat, I reject that it's Rabbi Elazar, I think it's only Rabbi Yehuda and Achanami, we should paskin like Rabbi Ashi. But there is a saying, no! Rabbi Ashi is accepting that it could be Rabbi Elazar, he's just saying it's more complicated. Deal! It's more complicated, not such a big issue. What? So what?
So what's the issue here? So he said the mission.
What's the point issue with Kasha?
What's his question?
No, because the poiskim. Now listen. The poiskim paskin like the Mishnah. Asks Pnei Yeshua, if you go through the Gemara, Rav Ashi should hold that Aliba de Hilchos, our Mishnah is wrong. Because our Mishnah is only like Rav Yehuda. We paskin like Rav Elazar. So if I would write, says the Pnei Yeshua, if I would be writing a Shulchan Aruch, I would not bring the din of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is only like Rav Yehuda. Rav Ashi said our Mishnah is only Rav Yehuda. And we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. So if you ask Rav Ashi, halacha lemaisa, ask Rav Ashi, halacha lemaisa, do you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? The answer is no. Halacha lemaisa, according to Rav Ashi, no. Because who's the one that wrote our Mishnah according to Rav Ashi? Rav Yehuda. And Rav Ashi, do we pass like Rav Yehuda? No. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, we don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That's the question of Pnei Yeshua. So why do the poskim say I have to say Fanechtam, Fanechtam? The answer is, if you go like the second Teretz of Tosis, even Rav Ashi would say you have to say Fanechtam, because we paskin yes like Rav Elazar. And our Mishnah can be Rav Elazar.
So the Teretz is, so we are going like the second Teretz.
So he said, Rabbi,
the poskim are going to have to go like the second Teretz.
He's saying it could be either one. He's saying the reason why it could be Rav Elazar is because Gemara is complicated, so that's the reason why.
Right.
And it could be Rabbi Yehuda, just don't pass an Halacha according to our Mishnah.
Right. Right? Right. Correct. What?
Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are saying the exact same thing, so how do we both know Rabbi Ashi?
Doesn't have to be
always has the thing is that you always have the beginning.
Rashi's saying it could be either one, this one or that one. He's not saying which one it is. He's not saying it's both. It could be either one. There's two different, Rabbi Ashi has two different ways to solve the riddle. We have a riddle. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah? There's two answers to that riddle. Answer number one, maybe it's Rabbi Elazar. Answer number two, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. But if it's Rabbi Elazar, do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? Yes. So can we still paskin like Rabbi Elazar? Is Rabbi Elazar knocked out? Is this Mishnah knocked out, I mean? Is this Mishnah knocked out from Halacha? No, because it could be it's Rabbi Elazar. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Lamegein weiter. Says Taisvis. How many Rabbi Yehudihi? Says Tosis Avagad the Reishberg base Tana Kamadir of Yehuda Matzrich Lefanei Nech Lefanei Nechtam Baha Savalok Reb Yehuda. Says Tosfos, the time of our Mishnah is not going to be exactly Reb Yehuda all the way, because it's because you see the argues on Reb Yehuda over there. But when we get to this, he's going to agree with Reb Yehuda.
What do you mean?
So the Maram explains that we never really thought that the Tan of our Mishnah is actually Reb Yehuda himself. Why didn't we think the Tan of our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda himself? Because Reb Yehuda is actually in the Mishnah. So says the Maram, it's not that we mean, the Gemara means that the Tan of our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda, so is everyone else. Or Meir, we just want to know, who is the Tan of our Mishnah going like? When the Gemara said, Man Hai Tana, Debek Sim L'Shma, Bek Sim L'Shma, we meant, who is the Tana aligning himself with? But it's for sure not that the Mishnah is himself Reb Yehuda.
The Targum and Rashi. Rashi says,
maybe he is.
Man Hai Tana de Masisim.
Okay, that's the lashon of the Gemara.
Why do we have to figure out who the Tana's aligning himself with?
Because we don't have any Man D'Omer that says that. What?
The Maram says this?
Yes.
My now can read a bit similar to like.
What?
Because it can't be the Tana, that's
what
he said. Meaning he himself
can't be the one who wrote the Mishnah. Yeah, it can't be that this Tana is Rebuta, because they already appear in the Mishnah otherwise.
Like his din, that you need
right.
To
see.
It can't be that this one is spelled
different. Is it maybe
he's using
a lot of
spelled differently?
One's with the Yudhan Zalia? No, it's the Maram Antosfus. Right here. Let's go by it. We have to get into the next Tosfos.
We were trying to line him up with another
time. עד שתהי כסיבס כסימס בתלש ומתיימר פרקטויס ויס ולמה לילה מינקת וכסימס כיוון שהייסה כסיבה בתלש יהיה אפשר שכסימס תהי במחובר אז זה קושה, I don't understand if you have to have it already disconnected by the time you do the כסיבה for sure it's disconnected by the time you do the כסימה can you do the כסימה before the כסיבה?
No,
for sure not. Where do we see that? If you need to see it somewhere in the previous Tosfos, right? For sure you can't do the chesima before the ksiva. So if it's already disconnected when you do the ksiva, for sure it's disconnected to do the chesima. So ask Tais the question. So what's Bechlal? What are you doing over here? What's this Nageya? So the Maram over here says maybe. Not the Maram, the Maram Shif. So the Maram Shif says over here, maybe we're just coming to show Rabbi Yehuda's approach towards Ksiva and Chasima. And Chanami, maybe there's no practical nafkamina, but I want to understand what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that when the Pasuk says Vakasav, it means both of them. You're right. Who cares? It'll make differences in other places. We're going to get it for the Shema. What?
Why do we care about who holds life?
Because that will be Nogea, who's the town of our Mishnah. Right? Avi, you asked this question also, right?
So we should discover who the town is.
What? Because we want to know who's the town of our Mishnah. So we bring over there. That, no, it's that opinion, Enochanami, it's not relevant by Tullish or not Tullish, because it's impossible. But his opinion is going to be that when we said Ksiva, we mean Ksiva and Chasima. What's in Nogea to? Nogea to Shema. It'll be Nogea. To teach it. Not as Tullish. That's what he's asking. Why is Tosis? The Tosis question is, how is it practical? Says Rav Shimon, it's not practical. It's just we want to say
his answer to his question on Tosis question.
Question on Tosis question.
That
the pasuk
that said
Kasab
is both. So that's why we said
Kasab. Zokter Shmuel, a good teretz. A good kasha deserves a good teretz, Rabbi Yisai. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. Mam Shiv's kasha. The question is as follows. Rabbi Yisai, can we have some decorum in the courtroom? Order in the court. We got to get moving here, Rabbi Yisai. As follows. So the Mam Shiv is kilo asking a kasha on Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's the nafka mina over here, whether or not you need the chesima to be betalish? It's always going to end up being betalish. Since Mam Shiv, there's no nafka mina. I know Chanami. Benogeya to talish, not talish, there's no nafka mina. It's a theoretical opinion. But from here we see that what's Rabbi Yehuda's stance, benogeya to ksiva? What does ksiva include?
Ksiva and
chesima. It'll be nogeya other places. What are those other places?
Lishma.
Lishma, which is nogeya to our Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. And therefore, we care about his opinion. So maybe it's not tafka for this, it's for that. Says Reb Shmuel, it's not at all for this. Says Reb Shmuel, if you only have your opinion and it's only nogeya to lishma, then what? You should say it by nogeya lishma. Rabbi Yehuda has plenty of opportunity to say his opinion, but Nogei Lishma. Vasepis, he's over here, he's all of a sudden, he's piping up. But Nogei Mechubar, I want to tell you my theoretical opinion. Why? So you should know but Nogei Lishma. So when we discuss Lishma, tells Lishma.
You're bringing something out by saying it also.
It seems like there has to be Nogei Nafkamina, but Nogei to tell us also. Fractoises, what's the Nafkamina? Don't tell me it's a theoretical opinion, and it's Nogei to Lishma, so then say it by Lishma.
But if you said it by Lishma, then
Tosu's
answer is
Nafkamina
wouldn't come into play.
So, in Hanami, so what you're saying is there has to be another Nafkamina.
Besides
what
Tosu's
brought in. But we're coming to explain why Tosu's kasha is valid. Tosu's asked a question. What's the Nafkamina Menegeta Tolish? The Maram Shiv said there's no Nafkamina Menegeta Tolish. And he's rejecting Tosu's answer. And he's saying the only Nafkamina is Lishma. Why does he say it's a theoretical opinion? Says the Reb Shmuel, if it's a theoretical opinion, just say it by the Shema. The fact that we're saying it by Talish, it must be that there's some sort of Nafkamina even in Talish. What's the Nafkamina says? Tosfos, Yishlomish Kachas Shekosu al Ilon Talish, V'achar Kach Nota V'Hishrish V'Chosmo. He wrote it when it was Ilon Talish. He put it on a tree, that's Talish, and afterwards he replanted the tree, V'Hishrish, and it caught root. I guess if you wrote it on like a leaf, then you're done, right? You can't write it on a leaf and reconnect the leaf. The leaf's off. You can write it on a tree because your tree can take root again, right? You can't write it on a branch or on a blade of grass or a leaf. You have to write it on something that can.
Yeah, but this is kind of a weird case.
Retached it.
In this case,
it was detached. He wrote it, retached, and signed. So the ksiva was done. Talish. The chesima was done. Mechuber. That's going to be possible.
Talish also. Chesima is after
Nirihishrish v'chasma. Because if all you mean in the ksiva is the ksiva, then it's going to be good. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's going to be good.
And if Rabbi Yehuda said his shot by Lishma, we would think this case is good?
No, the point is, the question isn't valid anymore. Why does he have to say it by Lishma? He said it by Machut. What's the problem? It's no gay here, it's no gay there. Why should he say it over there? Say it wherever he wants now. It's 2.5 minutes. Okay. Frek the Pnei Yeshua first kasha in Pashup Shai. It's the Pnei Yeshua. Hold on a second. How long does it take for a tree to take root?
Not 1 day.
At least it takes a little while. You wrote the shtar, right? What date did you write on the shtar?
January 1st.
What day did it actually take root? January 5th. There's already a problem with that shtar. Shtar is anyway puzzle. Forget about mechubar, not mechubar, everything. That's called a shtar muktam. That's stamazoi. No, that's DOA. Forget about the problem of mechubar, not mechubar. This shtar is going to be puzzle. No. If you didn't sign, no. That's part of the ksiva, though. So the ksiva was done. That's going to be puzzle. That part of the ksiva is going to be puzzle.
We're not saying the zman is off. We're saying it was written before it was put into effect.
That's a shtar muktam.
Right. You have to give it. That's not that he wrote.
If you can't, you have to sign it on the day that it's written.
Why can't you just say?
Can't sign it.
Right. That's what you're saying. Even if you don't write the zman.
No, he's saying write the zman after you already were mechaber. Let him write the zman then.
After you signed it.
No, before you signed it. Right before you signed it. Write the zman. Right before you signed it. It took root. They wrote the zman and then they signed it.
They
yeah, Kipshutai. Zokta the Pnei Yeshua. The answer is not a problem. These people are a step ahead of the game, folks. They wrote the Zman for a week later. 2 weeks later. Depends how good they are at botany. They wrote it. If a person says, I know I don't want to divorce my wife for another 2 weeks, can he write again for 2 weeks later? Sure. Sure he could. And they're going to sign it later? It's not a problem. For sure not a problem. Even if they sign it before, it's not a problem. But what?
If someone owes money, you can't do that.
They didn't sign the get yet, even. And anyways, owes money is not even a problem.
It didn't go into effect yet. They signed it on that day, though.
Yeah. Basically, just so you should know, even if you sign it before, it's not a problem. It's not. All you're doing is pushing off the.
He's not giving it.
Pushing off. You're not really.
Someone lends someone else money.
Right. Right.
He's about to lend him money.
Right.
So they write up a shtar.
Right.
And he didn't lend him the money yet. He says, "You owe me $100. I lend you $100." And he wrote that. They sign it. Whatever. And then a week later, he lends him the money. That's a good get.
No, over here, they're writing the date is later. They're not writing the date before. The date's later.
Even if they write the date in a week.
Yeah. They can write the shtar now. I don't give it to you.
You're hurting yourself.
Even if you didn't give the money,
just yet? Hurting yourself. No, he gave the money. No, he's not.
Yeah, he's making
money.
He's lending money. He's doing it from later. He's not lending
money. We have to
work on it
later. Work on it.
I mean, what about the cousin of Cossacks?
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there right now. Avi, we're gonna get there right now. That's the first kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Yisai. Now we have to get to the. Now we have to get to the Chazon Ish and all the other Achroinim. They're hacking over here a little bit of a different type of question, which is as follows. I'm asking you, according to Tosfos, in this case, is it good, in Tosfos, according to Rabbi Elazar, in this case, is the get kosher or puzzle? What did he do? Get it again. He wrote it be Talush. He then signed it be Mechuber. And then he gave it to him. Oh, he was toilet shit. And then he gave it to him. Oh, so that might depend. If according to Elazar, that might be Mizuif Mitoichai. Might be a problem with Mizuif Mitoichai over there. Because the Chassim is going to be possible. Okay. Let me ask you another question. He wrote it Bitalish. And then he planted it. And then he unplanted it. Why? Weird guy. But this is what he did. And then he gave it. Get it again. He wrote it. Betalush. The Zman is good. He took care of this man. Pnei Yeshua took care of this man. He wrote it. Betalush. Shua, listen to this question. You ready? He wrote it. Betalush. He planted it. He unplanted it. And he gave it. So was anything done while it was planted? Yes or no?
No.
Was anything done while it was planted? No. But was it mechuber between the ksiva and the nesina?
Yes.
The new thing. It's lacking ksiva. Lacking something. Because we lost us.
What's it? What kind of the people are after Chazanesh? Is it after Chazanesh?
Okay. If you think it gets any clearer, it's on your top shelf.
We're still before.
No, it's not possible. You need to give it in front of Aiden. You can't just so that we're in cash. Right now,
it's still not possible. You're
saying it's possible?
No, it's still a fixed charge of the according to Allah, you don't need to see. Look, if there's no chesed the whole time, then the Allah is pretty good.
But you have to do the nesina you did afterwards. Kasav and Asan, you did a kasav?
What's the nesina? The nesina is not a nesina.
Give it again.
No, yeah, but there's no Eden.
Okay, Abaisar, I'm going to solve this for you right now. It's mefurish a toisvis that it's kosher. Mefurish a toisvis. But we're not going to end there. Mefurish a toisvis that it's kosher. Why? Because Toisvis says, why is this going to be a problem? Only according to Rabbi Yehuda is this going to be possible over here. What's the case? Rabbi Yehuda cares about the chasima? You did the ksiva, betalush. You replanted it, and then you gave it. So what do you mean, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's okay? Yes, it's going to be okay according to Rabbi Lazar. Why? Because Rabbi Lazar doesn't care. Vice to Christ, Rabbi Lazar says this is going to be good. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda it's going to be puzzle. But the question is why? The drasha is v'kasav v'nasan. And in it's mechusar only ksiva and nesina. Yatzazu, that's mechusar, ksiva, ktitza, and nesina. But also, before you give it, you have to cut it off. What's going on? It seems that Tosfos learns that this psul of a kasav and nasan is a psul in the signing of the get or the giving of the get. The signing of the get can't be mechuber. The giving of the get can't be mechuber. What happens if I sign a mechuber and I give him? I'm sorry. I sign a betalish and I give him betalish, and in between it's mechuber. Who cares? You didn't do anything.
What?
Who cares? What's that psul? Because there's no. He's saying it's not a din hefsek. It's a din that the ksila can't be mechuber. Ain koy svin be mechuber. Ain noy svin be mechuber. That's just the drasha. Maybe Rashi argues. Rabbi, however, I want to read to you the lashon of the tour, and is mefurish a tour that argues on Tosfos. It's mefurish a machloike, says the tour.
According to Tosfos, we're saying it's kosher. According to Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi
No, according to Rabbi Huda.
Only according to Rabbi Lazar.
Yeah, yeah. Because according to Rabbi Huda, this is called the Ksiva. Afilu, listen to this tour. Mosh, we got to go. Listen to this tour. Afilu kasvai v'chasmai v'tapush. V'acher chasimasai chazar v'chibroi. You then planted it again. V'achar kach tolshai v'nasnu la pasel, says the tour. Ksiva, chasima, then you did the chasima, then you planted it, then you uprooted it, and then you gave it pasul.
It's different. One has a ketzitza between the ksiva, which is the ksiva and chasima, and one doesn't. Oh, you're saying with the rabbi?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Both sides, a machlokes here between Tosfos and the tour. We don't have time. We have to continue, but we got to go weiter. Rabbi said tonight's what night? Said it's four. You want to ask questions? Ask tonight. A ketzer. The story of machlokes is as follows. Do you say this is a din in the maisa haget, or it's a din in the cheftza of the get? Is it a din in the maisa haget, the ksivas haget, the nesinas haget, then it's only the maisa get. But if it's a din in the heft of the get, then as long as there's a heftzik in the get, the get's going to be pasul. We got to keep going, Rabbi Yisrael. Toisus starts with lex toisus the kaimel on hill aloch kravos of a gitten mishum demayr hacha be gitten nachat gitten av aloch kamoisay af bishar shtars. Avagav dechol amiroi lekamon sabi kravolazer dafka be gitten kaimel on kishmul bedini says toisus. That when it says Hilchos HaKrabbalazer beGittin, it's not dafka Gittin. It means Halacha Hilchos HaKrabbalazer everywhere. Hilchos HaKrabbalazer everywhere. What does it mean? In other words, lav dafka benogeya to the din of get. It means even benogeya to the din of shar shtaris. So Tosis understood the word beGittin means Gittin lafuke shar shtaris. Rashi understood the word Gittin meant Hilchos HaKrabbalazer beGittin anywhere in Gittin. Says Rashi, no, only when I get to this particular prat in Gittin. So Rashi has a different understanding of what Hilchos HaKrabbalazer means. That's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. There's more we really have to see over here, Rabbi said, but I see we're running late. So tomorrow, Rabbi Kamensky is going to do this. This is a very difficult surah of Tosfos. Mamash a Gemara here, Rabbi said. It's a sugya. This Tosfos is a major sugya. We continue on Tuesday. Thank you.